Well, the ACCC and the Federal Court have struck a blow for consumers against this mob Coles. And the Federal Court found yesterday that Coles had engaged in misleading conduct. No surprise here for anyone who listens to this program. And I'll talk in more detail about this in a minute. But there were Coles labelling bread that was imported from Ireland and partly baked in Ireland as baked today, sold today, or, quote, freshly baked in store. The reason they do that, of course, is that, as I said earlier this morning, the little people out there at 2 o'clock, their own little independent bakery, they're baking their own fresh bread. And people love it, and they sell it. So how do you knock them out of the ring? You say, oh, we've got fresh bread. Baked today, sold today, and freshly baked in store. Mongrels. And the former Victorian Premier Geoff Kennett drew attention to this in 2012. He sent the ACCC a box of Coles Cuisine Royale bread, which is baked in Ireland, frozen for up to 6 months, shipped to Australia, and then finished off by Coles when it suits them. Needless to say, the average consumer would imagine bread sold as baked today, freshly baked in store, would have been prepared from scratch by Coles. They probably also assume the ingredients in the bread are sourced fresh from local producers, but nothing could be further from the truth. And the Federal Court Chief Justice James Allsop said, people do not wish to buy stale bread, they want to buy fresh bread. He said one product, Cuisine Royale, that had been initially baked in Ireland, was baked at Coles some months later. And, of course, what do they say, Coles? Oh, we didn't set out to mislead. What? They're liars as well as everything else. We didn't set out to mislead. Baked today, sold today, freshly baked in store, was actually imported from Ireland? Now, the ACCC are considering what penalty. They could impose a fine of up to $1.1 million, not enough. Throw the book at them. Put someone in jail who runs the joint. But why is it left to the ACCC and the courts to do the heavy lifting? Where is the government? I'll find out shortly from Small Business Minister Bruce Milson. He'll be my guest.